father, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, I've got news on the economy that is off the charts insane. I've got police state news. I've got this Texas lake where a bunch of people have been shot at and robbed, and this woman watches her husband killed, and CBS News is trying to imply that she's a liar. And the police are going, no, we get shot at all the time. You shouldn't even be on the lake now. Poor tourists come in to go bass fishing or water skiing, and you die. You get kidnapped. And the media's like, oh, this woman, her husband probably just drowned. And she said three boats pulled up and shot him right in the head. And then they sat there laughing at her while she was trying to pull him up on the jet ski, which anybody who's ridden a jet ski knows is next to impossible. And it's just funny. The Mexican government's like, ah, shut up, conspiracy theory. There's nothing going on in Mexico. There's no murders on the border. Five mayors killed in the last month down there. 28,000 dead. Capital of kidnapping in the U.S. now, Arizona. There's no problem. But getting back to 9/11 and this huge news, let's play that clip again. The clip of firefighters saying it was as if there were detonators, floors popping out, boom, 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 boom. Here it is.
What did we do?
We made it outside. We made it about a block.
We made it at least two blocks, and we started running. Floor by floor, it started popping out.
It was like it was if the head detonated.
Down. I was watching it and on it.
Just ran up west.
And then you just saw this cloud of chasing me down.
Could not run it.
West Street. I could not run it.
So what'd you do?
I jumped behind a battalion car. I hid under the car. It was waiting to die.
Okay, so there you have it. We had to cut out again a few of the cuss words. Now let's play the new video where the International Center for 9/11 studies shows firefighters describing secondary explosions shortly before the collapse of the Twin Towers. This is the new video and the article. 911 firefighters reveal huge explosions before Twin Towers collapse. The search term today, so hundreds of thousands of new people will read this article. Huge explosions. Two words, search the term, please. Huge explosions, and don't stop. In the next few hours, we want to keep it number one for a while. Good job, folks. Let's go ahead and play this new clip. Here it is.
There's an explosion. He's in the lobby, and the third explosion, the whole lobby collapsed on us.
What was it like?
Horrible.
It's like
horrible.
You don't want to know.
The whole building just collapsed on us inside the lobby.
Was that a secondary explosion?
Yes, it was.
Yeah,
definitely secondary explosion. We was inside waiting to go upstairs, and on the way upstairs, the whole thing blew. And it just collapsed on everybody inside the lobby.
So was your first tower coming down secondary?
I don't know about the first one, but I know the second one, it was terrible. Then there was a third one, too, after that one. Everybody was inside the building waiting to go upstairs, and they just let loose. Everything just let loose inside the building.
So what you tell me is that there was plane or whatever hit the building, then the secondary explosion.
It was like three explosions after that. We came in after the fire. We came when the fire was going on already. We was in the staging area inside the building, waiting to go upstairs. And then three explosions. The whole lobby collapsed on the lobby inside.
And it's just mayhem after that?
Everybody tried to work their way out.
Trying to help all the brothers get out.
A lot of people trapped inside.
I was sitting in the Brooklyn Navy Yard.
We watched the first explosion. As we watched the building, we saw a black, very large airplane fly right into the second building. Came out of the south. Right in front of our eyes. It was so surreal, like a movie set.
Second and third explosions also, right?
We were in the building for the third one. It collapsed.
People in on the stand. There may be more. Any one of these buildings could blow up. This ain't done yet.
This is going to top this. That could be no worse than this. Could be nothing no more.
Ladies and gentlemen,
building trying to help people.
There is more proof, and it's all in our article up at prisonplanet.com. 911 firefighters reveal huge explosions before towers collapse.
Listen up, friends. This is Alex Jones with key information.
The mainstream media is now admitting that we're going into a depression. Don't be dependent on the government for you and your family. You need to get your own supply of high-quality storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. They're the best company out there, the longest continually operating, with a ton of great food to choose from. It's all fresh, made on a monthly basis, not some old cruddy food they're selling you like some of the other guys. Try their new evacuation pack, a 2-week supply of delicious, easy-to-fix food. It comes with all the equipment you need to prepare it. With open talk of a strike on Iran in the next 3 months, the crisis in the Gulf, and possible evacuations, get yourself and your family ready today. The place to go is eFoodsDirect.com. Go to their website online right now, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, or call 800-409-5633. Again, on the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, or give them a call at 800-409-5633.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule. Two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land, they think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic Liberty Films.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, boating, tow line, shipyard, or decoration. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive a free 100 feet of 550 paracord. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
We the people grow cotton. Weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
He's the T-Rex of political talk, Alex Jones, on the GCN Radio Network.
This is a major strike against tyranny that for 9 years the federal government has blocked the release of the firefighter and police video interviews from during the attack, where they have units of firefighters and police that were documenting everything. And we know why they barred the release of this, but via the lawsuit, some of it has been now released because it shows the bombs going off in Building 7. In fact, I want to play a clip, give you guys a heads up. I want to play 1843 clip. Keep your eye on that building. It'll be coming down soon. Now, before this CNN footage got inadvertently re-aired in a CNN Remembers a few years after, I talked to the firefighters and police and had them on this show and gave speeches with them in New York, who saw, they were saying, what's going on? This is at 5, you know, 20-something in the afternoon. Why are you seeing it back from 7? And they said, they're bringing it down. And the firefighter commanders, the police commanders, and the globalists spin this and say, you're saying the fire chief and the police were involved. No, they're compartmentalized. They're told, get back, it's coming down. So they didn't hide that fact. They go, get back, it's coming down. Keep your eye on that building. It's going to be blowing up in a minute. And you had all the local newscasts that we've aired where they were saying, we're thinking about blowing up 7. Well, then the question is, how did you blow up 7 so quickly? How did you get bombs in a building that had already blown up in the morning when nothing hit it? As police and the deputy head of emergency management, Barry Jennings, and others have said on record. But I had interviewed people who said this exact same thing before it happened. I talked to an EMT as well who walked up and said, what's going on? Why get back? And it was a plainclothes person on the radio identifying themselves as part of the medical team. And they said, look, I can't tell you. And then all of a sudden he just turns the radio and it's – 7654. And he goes, just run for your lives. And you swat, you see cops and firefighters, and everybody starts running. Amy Goodman, when she had a local show, the head of Democracy Now, she's there, and you see her, and you see firemen and police running. There's Building 7 a few blocks down, and she's going, what's going on? And I've talked to the police, the firefighters, the medical workers who all saw this, the countdown, the screaming, the yelling. And we've got footage from multiple local stations and CNN as they're saying, get back, they're bringing it down. And Amy Goodman starts running, and boom, 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 that sucker goes down in its own footprint at free fall speed. And the government lied and said, no, it wasn't free fall, you know, because that would mean bombs. And later they said, okay, it was free fall. Free fall. Now let's go ahead and play this clip of the cops saying, get back, keep your eye on that building. It's not going to be there in a minute. Here it is.
Just in the last few seconds, another building, building number 7, one of the buildings in support of the World Trade Center towers, has collapsed. This is no small building, as you can see, at 47 stories. It would stand out in most American cities.
What did Dan Rather say? He said, let's go to tape of Building 7 seconds after it fell. He said, let's replay the tape. This is reminiscent of where they used dynamite to knock a building down. Peter Jennings said the same thing. But you can hear the police going, get back, it's coming down, it's not going to be there. And you hear, pow, 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 pow. They're like, you hear that? You hear that? All these clips are in Paul Joseph Watson's article right now, video, 911 firefighters reveal huge explosions before towers collapse. The North Tower, that was all 7. Same story with the North Tower, but this is a long time. You can go to the timeline from Willie Rodriguez and others, a long time before it fell. Firefighters had just gotten there. They were going into the lobby. Boom! And then boom! Boom! Same thing in Building 7. How do you create confusion? How do you make sure all the cops and emergency workers don't figure out what's going on? You blow up several floors of Building 7 at least 10 minutes after the towers had been hit. You go to the timeline, a little bit more than 10 minutes, and then they're trying to get out of the building, and boom, you're not going anywhere. You aren't on the team that got the warning. You're not part of the dark side. Now, how important is it to get this new video that we played earlier in the last hour? Video, 911 firefighters reveal huge explosion before Twin Towers collapsed. And then you read the article, and it goes through everything and has links to all the videos. And it's already a link to the article. Watson is going to be adding more evidence because it's a bottomless pit of evidence all day long to this article. Kurt Nimmo is getting it up at Infowars.com right now. We need your help to get this story out to everyone because the globalists have built their global war. They have built all their tyranny, their naked body scanners, their secret police, their citizen spies. Their MIAC and Homeland Security reports and now switching from Al-Qaeda being the enemy to conservatives, libertarians, gun owners, returning veterans. And they're training youth teams to hunt down and kill veterans. New York Times, scouts trained to take on veterans. You cannot make this type of stuff up. Again, ladies and gentlemen, again, this is so hardcore what's happening. This is so huge what's happening. And I wish this wasn't true. I wish this wasn't the case. Okay, I wish that 9/11 wasn't an inside job, but it is. Just with the bombs, just with the buildings, that's total proof, and the thermite residue and all that evidence. Then you got NORAD standing down. You got Cheney ordering the Pentagon to stand down in front of Norman Panetta, the head of transportation. You've got the head of the U.S. Visa section in Jeddah, Saudi Arabia, Springman, being told, you know, I'm not going to let these people in. They've got terrorist backgrounds. State Department says, don't worry, it's a CIA cover. You know, let Mohammed Atta and all these people in. That's what he was told. Then we have MSNBC, hijackers trained at U.S. military bases. You have James Woods, the actor, a week before the attacks, on a plane, and Ada and others are getting up, like, doing drills, because they thought they were doing, you know, airport security drills. They were hired by Homeland Security. Boy, did they get set up. And we now don't know if the FBI was paying for their houses, their credit cards. This has all come out. They had Israelis shadowing them as well, the art students. This all even came out on Fox News. So you've got all this intelligence going on, and James Woods tells the flight crew when the plane hits its destination, he tells everybody. They say, don't worry about it. A day later, the FBI shows up and basically says, shut your mouth about what you saw. And we know Ada and them were doing drills everywhere. And good people in government who aren't part of the dark side, they tried to stop all this, like Anthony Schaefer, the colonel. And now it's come out with other witnesses in the Pentagon that he's telling the truth, that they were blocked from stopping Al-Qaeda when it was running this operation because Sybil Edmonds, who was tracking it as an FBI translator, listening to the NSA tapes, she said on the day of 9/11, the CIA was commanding Al-Qaeda in Afghanistan for a major attack. Running Al-Qaeda. Sybil Edmonds, running Al-Qaeda. She told the 9/11 Commission that, and they slapped a gag on her. But she broke the gag last year. A lot of courage. They can't shut us all up, but they want to cover this up. Shifting gears, because G. Edward Griffin is coming up, and we're going to play a special video interview we did last week with him in Los Angeles concerning the new film, What in the World Are They Spraying, Dealing with Geoengineering. We're going to play that video clip at 33 after before we go to him live. But for the rest of this segment and the next, I want to get into the economy because it is incredibly important. Obviously, gold has hit another all-time record today, and we'll put that on screen. And to talk about this, what is it? $1,345.50. It's not even taking a breather, normally does, before it goes back up again. It's up $4.90 today. And while I'm digging out my financial news stack that I know is here somewhere in front of me, I wanted to bring Ted Anderson up to give us a report on what he sees happening in the precious metals market today. Ted Anderson, thank you for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me up today, Alex. We did hit a high already today at 1350.40. Silver went over $23 an ounce, 2309. Like you said, it's right now, I've got it at 1346.80, 2305 for silver. The resistance level now was moved upward from that 1350 level now to 1375 gold, and the support level is at 1313, which is up from 1300. Alex, gold and silver is breaking loose and breaking forward. Again, we're still in early October. Morgan Stanley is out of the business of manipulating the market, according to what they say from the news yesterday. That could have a lot to do with why gold is going up. I know the dollar is falling. A lot of things that used to be in place aren't in place anymore. So there's going to be a little bit more of a free market movement, in the gold and silver. And, you know, Alex, you and I just said it last summer, please get into gold and silver. Do it now. While the prices are low, we're still in, gold right now at 1350. For those of you who have been thinking about it but haven't moved yet, you know, you're now looking at 1350 rather than 1200. And if you wait, my guess is you're going to be paying over $1,400 an ounce in that spot range for gold.
Well, I mean, I've got MSNBC and AP saying 2000 in the near future. So we've actually been squeamish. I have gold as an emergency backup. Remember that Bloomberg headline yesterday? The ultra rich are buying gold by the ton. The ultra rich are taking physical collection of it. The Federal Reserve was back out today saying, and Kurt Nemo's got an article about it at Infowars.com, that they are going to accelerate the devaluation of the dollar. We'll talk about what that means. The only way I know to somewhat protect yourself, because nothing's perfect, from devaluation of the currency is precious metals. We'll be right back with Ted Anderson.
To ship a vehicle safely from point A to point B, which company should you choose? Easy. Stateway Auto Transport. Why trust Patriot-owned Stateway Auto Transport? Many reasons. Stateway is not just a broker, but a fully licensed and bonded carrier with its own fleet of trucks and $1 million of cargo coverage insurance. With Stateway, your vehicle rides safely on a direct route on the same truck, and your shipment is always door-to-door with no hidden fees, and every shipment includes free online vehicle tracking. Simply put, Stateway Auto Transport is the best, most efficient, quickest, and friendliest worldwide shipper in the business. To receive a free quote from a live customer service representative, call 877-848-7474 or see us online at statewayauto.com. That's statewayauto.com or call 877-848-7474. Ask about discounts for seniors, military, and all GCN listeners. Stateway Auto Transport, your one-stop shop for worldwide vehicle transport.
Let me tell you a little bit about one of our great sponsors, HomeGain.com. This is the place to get you started buying or selling a home, finding a realtor, and getting any real estate questions answered. Go to HomeGain.com and see what I'm talking about. All you need to do is type in your home address, and you will get an instant free estimate of your home's value online. This is a great way to be able to monitor the value of your home. And again, it's absolutely free. There are tons of tools to help you. For instance, if you want to remodel your home, go to HomeGain.com. Use their Home Sale Maximizer to help you determine which home improvements can most increase your home's value before you put it on the market. For 10 years, these folks have been helping home sellers and buyers. Visit their link at InfoWars.com. Look for Max, the orange Home Gain Gorilla, to help you with any real estate needs you might have. You'll love this site. It's HomeGain.com. HomeGain.com. Check them out today.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
The globalists see you as expendable. They are financially destroying us to conquer us. But the good news is they've been trying to suppress gold and silver while they were devaluing the currency globally in a concerted devaluation, coordinated devaluation. They can't do that anymore, and they can't hide the fact we're going into a depression. We may be able to get some real monetary reforms if the people wake up, and that's starting to happen. Private sector shed 39,000 jobs in September. That's from Reuters. Here's another one. Fed hints it will print and inflate dollars as gold hits new record. Curtain MO, InfoWars.com. Here's Market Watch. The Fed is dead, maybe by 2012. But the problem is they're going to roll it into a new global bank. That's Market Watch. the Wall Street Journal. Here's another one. Legendary investor. It's a given that gold will exceed $2,000 an ounce. Currency wars will see precious metals continue to soar. Continuing, New Yorker's income falls for the first time in 70 years. CNBC. Here's another one. Bloomberg. Goldman Sachs says U.S. economy may be fairly bad. Tell us something we don't know, criminals. Here's another one. Greek debt and deficit figures to shoot up. EU. And they raise your taxes as services get cut. Everything goes for interest on the debt that isn't owed to the bankers. They make record bonuses. You become homeless. Ireland's rating has been downgraded on cost of banking bailout. And it came out in Ireland. It's coming out in England. It's coming out in Iceland and many other places like Greece that most of the, quote, debt that has to be bailed out isn't even public debt. It's to the banks. And it's debt by the executives of the bank in companies they gave themselves loans in. I just saw in the paper a few days ago a Texas bank where the executives had stolen billions. And the news, my dad actually showed it to me with this Texas-based bank, said that, well, since they were the executives, it doesn't matter if it's accounting fraud or controller fraud, they're not going to get in trouble with this one Texas bank for stealing over $3 billion for themselves. The bank went under because of bad loans, but they get to keep the money. Hey, that's good work if you can get it. It's a special criminal class that gets away with this. Ted, it's all coming to a head. They're devaluing currencies worldwide. Gold is shooting up. I think now is the time, I mean, it's not rocket science, for folks to calling it gold and silver. And I know the deals at MidasResources.com, the deals we're linked to on Infowars.com are excellent, but the radio specials are the very best. Now, you're about to run out of gold that, again, you bought a few weeks ago, just like you ran out of gold that you bought a month ago. What are your specials now, and how long can you hold them?
Well, the specials are the same as they were yesterday, despite the fact that both silver and gold has just rocketed upward. The Walking Liberty half is at $10.83. Francs are at $2.89. British sovereigns, $3.62. We have bags of silver. $20 liberties, here's a good one, $16.85. $20 liberties usually carry a premium that's much higher than that in relativity to spot gold. There's a whole long list of things. We just barely touched on it yesterday.
I noticed you still have buffaloes on your site.
I do, because I'm trading them onesie-twosies, man. If you want to have a buffalo or two, you can order them, and I'll fill that order, but you're not going to get 100 of them. The creature from Jekyll Island you mentioned yesterday, Alex, is that I'm selling it at $19.95. We put a silver dollar in there. Silver is $23 an ounce.
Excuse me. It was $26. You've lowered it. With silver dollars on average are going for about $25 a piece. Spot silver over $22. $19, you get a $19 book and basically a free silver dollar.
Yeah, well, but there is $6.50 for the priority shipping. So altogether it's $26.45, but, you know, I don't care where you look, under what rock across the entire world right now. Try to buy silver dollars.
You're not going to buy a silver dollar and get it shipped to you for less than 26 smackers.
No, you're not. And then you get the Creature from Jekyll Island book, which is just a great essay on what, you know, how the Fed came into existence and what they've been doing to us.
Ted, you cannot beat that. 800-686-2237. Ted has been around for 30 years, but he's becoming, you know, a major player because these radio specials, nobody can match him. And Ted is a wild man. But again, even though these are great deals, it's going to go up, and the next deal will be great because it'll be less than what anybody else has. But get involved now, folks. That is, I mean, that's what I'm doing. 800-686-2237, 800-686-2237. It's key. When you call to explain, this is the radio special from Alex Jones, because your prices are more if it's not the special, right?
They are, and every now and then somebody will call in and say, hey, I want that buffalo coin, and the broker is going to give them a price that's current, and they're going to say, wait a minute, you have it on the internet, and it's a lower price. The reason why that is because it's a special for Alex. You have to mention that, and then they know that they have
to offer
that lower
price. That's right. The link is in Steve Watson's latest article that is out. Dealing with $2,000 gold, the expert says it's a given that it will exceed $2,000. It's an Infowars.net, PrisonPlanet.com article. It has a link to the special at the bottom.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You know someone who's a Constitution basher? Then here's the ammo you need to silence them once and for all. Introducing the Crash Course on the U.S. Constitution, How to Argue with a Liberal about Constitutional Issues and Win Every Time. If you believe it's time we stop disgusting left-wing lies and start telling the truth about America's Christian heritage, this Crash Course for Patriots is for you. Start neutralizing the liberal propaganda being force-fed in our schools, the workplace, and the media. The Crash Course on the U.S. Constitution is an audio power program that includes 6 CDs jam-packed with amazing information, insights, and truth that will shut the mouth of any lie-loving liberal. Order your Crash Course on the U.S. Constitution online at thefoundersplan.com and look for the free bonus kit. Call today 1-877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365, or go to thefoundersplan.com. For God's honest truth, go to thefoundersplan.com today.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depth to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
If you want to breathe better, please write this down now. BreatheBetterAir.com. You don't have time to waste. Go to BreatheBetterAir.com and see the stylish Air Oasis 3000 air purifier. It has no filters, no messy plates to clean, requires no maintenance for 3 years, is built by hand in the U.S., and comes with a 3-year warranty. GCN listeners get a $100 discount and free air quality test kit at BreatheBetterAir.com or call 806-477-0322 to breathe better air now.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Yes, the film, What in the World Are They Spraying?, I think is going to be a very important film, and it's going to shock a lot of people.
That's interesting, Dale and Christina. This is of interest not just in this country, but European countries and, frankly, all over the world. A lot of folks interested in it.
Well, Dave, you mentioned that climatologists and others who study the atmosphere believe that they'd be able to surely spot any kind of signs of an ominous plot.
Scientists gathered at the American Association for the Advancement of Science meeting in San Diego to discuss the plausibility of implementing various geoengineering campaigns throughout the world, all under the guise that the Earth has a man-made global warming problem that can, in part, be solved by spraying aerosol, aluminum, and other particles into the sky to block the sun. When these scientists were asked about existing aerosol programs, they stated that no such programs have been implemented to date. This contradicts the claims of many who state that worldwide aerosol programs have already been started.
They are spraying something. I think everyone's innate intelligence tells them what they see in the sky, those crisscrossing and these white trails that go to horizon to horizon. That's not just ice crystals forming at the back end of a jet engine. Those ice crystals are absorbed into the atmosphere very soon. You can see them trailing along right behind an airplane as it flies across the sky. There's a little trail of white smoke, and it just follows the plane and disappears. That's totally different from these billowing fumes of smoke that go from horizon to horizon and spread out, and by the mid-afternoon the sky is milky white. It's a result of a relatively new industry springing up called geoengineering. There's a group of scientists and political figures and corporations who are planning to make a great deal of money in changing the nature of our planet.
It is called geoengineering, fighting global warming by putting a chemical dust in the atmosphere and reflecting harmful radiation back into space.
We take geoengineering to mean deliberate, large-scale intervention in the Earth system.
There are a variety of schemes that have been discussed for geoengineering. Classic example is injecting reflecting particles into Earth orbit.
And they say that it's just in the talking stage right now. They say we're talking about spraying aluminum and barium into the atmosphere. And they say we need to do studies to see if there are toxic effects and so forth. And they're saying all the right things as though they're deliberating it. But the evidence is abundant now that this has been going on for over a decade. It's been going on. It's going on right now as we speak.
Believe it or not, military aircraft flying through the region is dropping chaff, small bits of aluminum. Sometimes it's made of plastic or even metallicized paper products, but it's used as an anti-radar issue, and obviously they're up there practicing. Now, they won't confirm that, but I was in the Marine Corps for many years, and I'll tell you right now, that's what it is.
This is inevitably military or something going on, the government, the Air Force. You see this kind of a pattern like this, you can rest assured there's something going on. They're actually little bitty magnetic and little bitty strips of whether it's aluminum.
We now know what they're spraying. We can identify it. There have been many laboratory tests taken of not only the soil and the water, but from the rainwater and from the snow. Now, this comes from the sky. You can't say it came up out of the ground. And these tests have been taken from atmosphere and rainwater and snow in areas that are hundreds of miles away from industrial centers. So you can't say it's being blown there from a smokestack or something like that. And what they're finding is an alarming high level of toxic substances. On Mount Shasta, for example, you should find no aluminum whatsoever in snow up there because it came from the sky. It's 60 times higher on the snow on Mount Shasta. Extremely toxic. Hikers are drinking that stuff. They're going to kill themselves or they lose their minds or something like that. And we find this all over, not just in Mount Shasta. We found high levels in beautiful islands of Hawaii where they've been spraying a lot. And you take the samples out of the rainwater. This stuff is coming from the sky. But to make matters even worse, they're lying to us about it. And that's the message in our film, What in the World Are They Spraying? I'm G. Edward Griffin. I'm one of the producers of the video, What in the World Are They Spraying? In my view, it's one of the most important documentaries you're going to see, perhaps in your lifetime. Order it now. It'll be delivered on October 22nd. But get your copy now, so you'll be one of the first ones to have it.
This film, What in the World Are They Spraying, goes a long way towards waking the people up. So I salute the filmmakers, and I ask all of you to get involved today and to make sure that everyone in your circle understands just how deep this globalist program is. The film is What in the World Are They Spraying? Pre-order it now and see it first on DVD at InfoWars.com. Ladies and gentlemen, we are live, and you just saw the new 5.5-minute trailer that we shot last week with G. Edward Griffin in Southern California. It's up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. If you want to go see it, if you're a radio listener, you can find that. The video is titled G. Edward Griffin Talks About New Chemtrail Film. It's also at the Alex Jones Channel on YouTube, and if you want to pre-order it, it's going to be shipping out on or right after the 22nd of October. It's completed. It's now going into the manufacturing process. I've seen the final of it. Very, very powerful film because it's the first film post-disclosure. They haven't disclosed it fully, but they go, yeah, we've been doing some testing. We want to do more testing. But we know it's a huge secret global program that was a Nobel Prize handed out in the early 90s for the idea. The White House science czar, John P. Holdren, talks about it. They're going to save us from global warming by spraying aluminum dioxide and barium salts that are very toxic on the population. And, of course, G. Edward Griffin is a writer and documentary filmmaker, and he really needs no introduction. And of course, he's in our film, Fall of the Republic. He's also in the film I produced, Invisible Empire. And these films are very well done. They're very well documented, and they're waking people up. Yes, you know all about this, most of you, but your friends and family don't. And so you can give them what in the world are they spraying, and it's going to be shipped out in the order that they're received. But it usually just takes us a few days to ship out all the pre-orders once we can officially release it. What in the world are they spraying? Available at Infowars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. You can also write to us, and by the time we get your order in the mail, it should be about time to ship it out to you, at P.O. Box 19549. Austin, Texas, 78760. Again, P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas, 78760, or 888-253-3139. But the easiest way to get it is the online video bookstore at Infowars.com. And we're going to add today some combos where you can get the video and get some of my films discounted while you're at it. Makes a great Christmas gift. But the fact is, the main mission here is to expose this global secret program. And several of the big facets are covered in G. Edward Griffin's film. You know, we even sent camera people to some of the same government meetings that are actually in this film where they're admitting that they want to do this and are looking at it. But we have all the declassifications. We have the patents where they can mix it with the jet fuel, where they've been already testing it. They call this giant global program testing. But some countries don't have it. Some do. Any country basically dominated by the Anglo-American establishment has chemtrailing going on all the time. And it's weather modification, but it's more than that. And I was excited to see that they were making a film, because my film that covers chemtrails partially in my years of research, we're working on 2 years, won't be out till next year. So we don't have time. Who knows where we'll be next year? This is a great film. Order What in the World Are They Spraying at Infowars.com and get it first. Also, there's going to be an event where they're going to premiere it on the 22nd out in Atlanta, Georgia, and we'll also tell you about that as well. But going to G. Edward Griffin, G. Edward, it's good to have you here with us, and I'm glad that you're in this film and have put your name behind it and are producing it, because this is vital information.
Well, thanks, Alex. I'm glad to be here. And turning that around, I'm delighted that you've got such an intense interest and knowledge on this, because you're the kind of a guy with the credibility and the following that can really put this over. So thanks for doing that.
Oh, you bet. Tell us how when you started researching aerosol spray, weather modification, persistent jet contrails, as they're known, and about this film.
Well, I kind of backed into this, Alex, as you probably remember. I've always had a strong interest in the topic, but I've never had the time to dig into it myself and do some really original, independent research. I've always depended on the research of others, and still it's pretty much that way, but I wished I had had time, but I was so tied up with issues relating to the Federal Reserve System and alternative health issues and so forth, the items in which I've worked mostly in the past. I just didn't have time to go any further into this chemtrail issue. I had strong feelings. I had enough information that I knew that it wasn't these simple vapor trails. It wasn't just contrails, as they say. But anyway, beyond that, I wasn't really prepared to offer myself as any kind of an authority. Well, it turns out that there were a couple of young filmmakers, Paul Wittenberg and Michael Murphy, that decided they were going to do a video investigation of chemtrails. So as luck would have it, they called me and asked if I had an opinion on it, and if so, would I mind making a statement for their cameras? I said, well, sure, I've got an opinion on it, so come on over. So that's how I met these fellows. So I gave them my little statement on camera, and then they put it up on the Internet. And, well, it was such a strong response, and we discovered that there are people over the world that are equally concerned and just dying for real information. So anyway, to make a long story short, Paul and Mike and I decided to pool our resources. I decided that if I could go on and try and provide some funding and ask for donations to get this film done, give them the money to complete it, that then they could run with it.
Well, they went to Hawaii, they went to Europe, they went all over the U.S.
Yeah, right.
Just amazing. And then since I announced, you know, a year ago or so, send us footage of chemtrails. I've gotten them from Australia, Spain, Russia, Mexico. I mean, time lapse of just a blue sky, and then it's just turned into pure trails that hours later are still there. That's not ice crystals.
Absolutely not. And it's amazing. You know, I get a lot of flack, just as you do, I'm sure, from people who say, well, yes, it really is ice crystals, and they try and justify it. And, of course, they can make a pretty interesting case until you start looking into the details, which we don't want to go into all that now. Just common sense tells you that these are not ice crystals. And, of course, the proof of the pudding is that you measure what's coming out of the sky. I mean, there's stuff coming out of the sky, and you can catch it in rainwater. You can catch it in the snow. And these fellows have been around the world, as you mentioned, and they're talking to researchers who've done exactly that. One interesting case was up in Mount Shasta area, where, my gosh, you can't think of a more pristine area than that. It's hundreds of miles away from any industrial area, so you can't say, well, this is just smoke coming out from the smokestacks or something like that. And they went up and up to the snow caps on top of Mount Shasta, and that's supposed to be about as pure water as you can find anywhere in the world. And they tested it, and lo and behold, there's aluminum in it, aluminum and barium. Now, there's not supposed to be any aluminum and barium falling out of the sky. It's supposed to be zero. But what did they find? Well, it's interesting that the EPA has a measurement that triggers an alert. You have to do something if there's as many as 1,000 parts per billion of aluminum in water. So what did they find up there? 60,000 parts per billion in pristine snow water. Well, and that's 60, you know, that's, what is that? That's 60 times greater than the level that requires government action.
And you've got the test all over California, Hawaii, other areas that are even higher than that.
Yeah, pristine areas, Hawaii. I mean, what's going on in Hawaii? There's no reason for aluminum and barium and strontium to be falling from the sky in Hawaii. So anyway, you can argue till you're blue in the face about these are contrails or these are ice crystals, but the proof really is in what is falling from the sky. So that's I think where we should focus rather than the issue of chem versus contrails.
Well, absolutely. But I mean, Aaron Dykes was up here late last night, but if he's here now, will you guys bring me the big blue folder? Because next hour, I want to go over our research. I mean, I'm not waiting till my film comes out next year. I've seen your film. It's excellent. It covers a lot of key facets that are admitted and then gets into some of the things that are being discovered. But I want to actually show people the patents, the admissions. If you search the terms, there are thousands of universities, Department of Energy, the Pentagon. They're all up there, quote, doing testing. They call it testing. But now for the public, they're coming out and saying, oh, we're about to start testing. And people 15 years ago, when I was first covering this with experts who'd gotten samples, they were saying aluminum dioxide, barium salts. Then magically, what does that White House science czar say? Magically, what do all these big scientific journals say? We want to spray aluminum dioxide, barium salts in the atmosphere to create nuclei to block out the sun to protect us from global warming. It's exactly what researchers said 15 years ago, like Mr. Carnicom and so many others, exactly what Jim Keith said 15 years ago, and you know they killed him. I mean, it's just all right there. And so we've gone from being laughed at. I mean, I remember being on the radio in 1996, people saying, what is this with these trails? It's the summer. They're at like 5,000 feet. They're persistent. It makes me sick when they hit me. I mean, you know, before people were even calling them chemtrails, people were talking about this.
Well, yeah, the evidence has been there, as you said, for at least 15 years. And it's just amazing to me how so many of my associates never noticed. I mean, the sky is covered with these crisscrossing trails, horizon to horizon, and by mid-afternoon it's milky gray, and it's coming down. You can see sometimes it just sort of streaks down. You can feel it in your lungs. People are complaining about having congested lungs. People are getting analysis and finding these chemicals in their hair, in their fingernails, in their bloodstream, chemicals at high levels that aren't supposed to be there. And I noticed all my friends look up and say, chemtrails? Chemtrails? What chemtrails? I mean, my gosh, it's just amazing. I guess it's a modern phenomenon. We live in big cities. We don't look up because normally you can't see the sky anyway. It's tall buildings everywhere you go. But it's amazing how people are in denial and say, well, oh, yeah, I see those. Well, but some, nothing wrong with those. I don't know. I guess they never looked at the sky before. But I think what it is that there's a tendency for people to believe authority. So if authority says it's nothing but contrails, then that's it. That's the end of it. Or if authority doesn't bring it to their attention and say there's something wrong, then they say, well, there's nothing wrong. And as you know, Alex, there's a big move now for prestigious scientific groups to try and convince people that these are nothing but contrails. Like NASA has come out fairly recently with on their website. You can go there, anybody, click on it, and I'll explain to you in detail how all of these streaks of smoke and everything, nothing but ice crystals. And the reason that we're seeing more of it now than before, they say, is because there's more air traffic now than before.
Let's talk about that when we come back and then get into the aluminum in the soil and what that means to plants and what Monsanto's up to. The film covers with devastating accuracy. And then we'll show that next to the admissions of giving people syphilis in Guatemala. This is all part of a larger program. G. Edward Griffin is our guest. I'm Alex Jones.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
Are you fed up with government of, by, and for the banksters and gangsters? Are you ready for a patriotic newspaper that pulls no punches, that tells it the way it is about the forces that have taken over and are destroying the United States from within? The Nationalist Times has been informing and educating Americans every month since 1985. The Nationalist Times features outstanding writers and columnists who promote a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning cultural Marxist Party line. If you believe it's far past time to get America back on track, you need to be reading America's best political publication. Find out why the Nationalist Times has many thousands of loyal readers. Subscribe to the Nationalist Times for the special introductory rate of just $29 for 1 year. Subscribe today by sending $29 to the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. That's $29 for 1 year to the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
I was sitting in traffic, listening to the radio. George Strait was singing, "Seashores of Old Mexico." It sounded so good, I got an idea.
We are back live with G. Edward Griffin, and we have Michael J. Murphy, one of the other producers and directors. He's a journalist, political activist from Los Angeles area. And he's put out this great film, What in the World Are They Spraying?, available at InfoWars.com. It'll be premiering in Atlanta on the 22nd. G. Edward Griffin will be there. And we'll give you a website coming up in the next hour so you can get tickets to that and attend that. Side issue, I'm speaking at the Coconut Grove in Santa Cruz on the 24th of October. It seats 800. They've sold almost 700 tickets with me plugging it twice. That's what I keep telling people. I don't do speaking events, folks, very often because I don't have the time. Though we can reach a lot of people, make local news, do all that, should I do 5 or 6 radio interviews a day and make films and reach tens of millions, or should I fly around giving speeches? But because I'm already out in California in a secret investigation, I'll just leave it at that, I'm going to kill 2 birds with 1 stone because the great folks out there at that station have done this. In fact, we'll put up their website on screen. And now I'm talking to MZ, who owns the 2 stations I'm on. It covers San Francisco, you name it, big stations. We really appreciate him. That's the main reason I'm going. He's now wanting me to come in on Saturday and speak to 1,500. And that'll probably sell out in 4 or 5 days. I think to really show up Glenn Beck, who couldn't get 700, just to show people how, the real power of this show and the real Patriot Movement, maybe we should have an event in D.C. in 6 months and have 500 thou there. I mean, I don't think people understand, folks, the amount of people we're reaching. When I say we're reaching 1 million live on the show, over 1 million after when it rebroadcast, I mean, you know, at current growth rates, it'll be 3 million a day in a couple months. I'm not bragging. It's actually very daunting to have this responsibility on me. But shifting gears before we get back into the chemtrails, Jeffrey Griffin, you've talked about this. I mean, what's your breakdown of the level of the explosive awakening we're seeing? And the globalists are openly saying they want to start censoring the web now.
Well, I think you've pretty well covered it. It is explosive. It's exponential. And on this issue of geoengineering or chemtrails, whatever you want to call it, it was already such of massive proportions that I didn't realize it. I thought from my personal experience that we have a hard road to hoe there in the beginning getting people interested in it. And I think, as I mentioned before, when I put it up on our little website, which doesn't have anywhere near the exposure as yours, I said, well, we're interested in doing a video. Anybody want to help us? Why, we were inundated with responses, immediate responses. I mean, within 2 days, we had this whole thing done from all over the world. People were, contacting us from all of the, basically, the NATO countries where they have all the spraying going on. So, it started off with such an explosion that I couldn't believe it, and it's gotten even more so. I got a phone call just before the show here from a fellow in Toronto. There's a bookstore there. He says, we want to do a screening. Is that okay? I said, okay, of course it's okay. We're delighted. And so people are just volunteering to do the kinds of things that in the past we used to have to promote, you know. We'd have to go out and say, will you do this and will you do that? And we want to promote this. And now they're coming to us and saying, how can we help? So we've really touched a nerve here. And I think you're right, Alex. If you want to go on the road or put something to show just for the media purposes, just show the massiveness of this movement, I think it probably would work out exactly as you said.
It's incredible. We're going to come back and get into human experimentation just to show, they don't care if aluminum hurts you. They don't care. This is part of their larger plan. They call it killing more than 2 birds with 1 stone. Don't forget, we're making this search term number 1 today, you the listeners, and it is huge explosions. That will lead them to the new videos released by NIST of firefighters saying bombs in the buildings.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.